USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said Donald Trump's offer to meet leader Kim Jong-un at the Korean demilitarized zone is a very interesting suggestion, brightening prospects for a third face-to-face meeting between the two leaders. The North's first vice foreign minister, Cho Sun-hui, said that the meeting, if realized, would serve as another meaningful occasion in further deepening the personal relationship between the two leaders and advancing bilateral relations. The acting secretary of Homeland Security said that he expects 25% fewer migrants to cross the border as officials in Yuma unveiled the newest temporary facility meant to detain children and families. That number of illegal crossings would be too high, but a good start, according to Kevin McClellan, crediting Mexico with a concentrated effort to stop Central Americans before they even arrived to Mexico, a push prompted by the threats of tariffs from President Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The city of Abilene, Texas, is the first city in that state and the ninth in America to house all homeless veterans. In October, Abilene Mayor Anthony Williams launched the Mayor's Challenge to End Veterans Homelessness within 100 days. The idea was to find housing for homeless veterans, which would then help them start to turn their lives around. During the first 100 days of the challenge, the local housing and service providers redoubled their efforts to house as many veterans as possible in order to make veterans homelessness in Abilene something that doesn't exist. The mayor and the network were able to house the 30 remaining homeless veterans this week. Las Vegas has approved a program for a limited time that allows parking tickets to be paid with a school supply donation. According to the news release from the city, the program will run through July 19th and will apply to people who have had parking infractions during that time frame. Those with parking tickets can pay them off, bringing in new unwrapped school supplies of equal or greater value to the fine. Only non-public safety citations are eligible. You are listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Shoppers from Oregon and other states that don't have sales tax are losing their automatic tax break in the state of Washington. Washington lawmakers amended the sales tax exemption, which was first enacted in 1965 as part of a tax package passed earlier this year alongside the state's new two-year budget. Under the new law, non-residents will now pay state and local sales taxes at the time of purchase. Starting in January, out-of-state residents from eligible states will be able to request a remittance form from the state if they have receipts that show they paid at least $25 in state sales taxes in the previous year. They'll be limited to one refund per year, and local sales tax paid will not be factored into the reimbursement. The state tax is currently 6.5%, and the state estimates that the change will bring in about $175 million in revenue through mid-2025. In addition to Oregon, four other states don't have a sales tax: Alaska, Delaware, Montana, and New Hampshire. Questions about security at a Colorado school where a shooting killed a student and wounded eight others have reshaped a battle over the charter school's future, prompting emotional reactions from students and parents who consider it a haven for kids who struggled in traditional public schools. STEM School Highlands Ranch and local education officials have negotiated for months over a new version of the school's charter set to expire over the weekend. And the May 7th attack deepened the tension amid a nationwide debate over charter schools' independence. This is USA Radio News.